It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Nick Gruby may be in D.C., but he's still on top of the ongoing Honolulu police corruption scandal. Morning, Nick.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Boy, your story really lays everything out. I mean, you're focused on an accused drug dealer, Tiffany Matsunaga.
Yeah, that's right. So Tiffany Matsunaga's case is sort of at the center of this unfolding scandal that we're seeing. And it was, so she was arrested in 2015 on a series of drug charges. And what we've learned recently is that some of the drugs that were found in her house, according to federal investigators, belonged to Catherine Kealoha's younger brother, Rudolph Puana, and that Catherine Kealoha, who was a city prosecutor at the time, used her official capacity to allegedly cover up the fact that the drugs found in the house belonged to her brother. Now, of course, this case also provides us a window into other aspects of the ongoing federal investigation, which so far has resulted in the indictment of Honolulu's former police chief, Louis Kealoha, as well as Catherine, four other police officers, and guilty pleas for others so far. But it also provides a window into what they might be looking at in relation to Honolulu prosecuting attorney Keith Kaneshiro, who, of course, is also named as a target of this criminal investigation.
Now, your story really looks at these potential conflicts of interest with so many people on so many levels.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really long piece, and I would encourage any of your listeners to go read it, because it is a very complicated web of characters and incidents. But basically, at the center of it is this drug case that appeared to have numerous problems and conflicts from beginning to end, whether it was from the initial raid and the ways in which I learned that Honolulu police officers were omitting important information from their police reports, including the fact that Catherine Kealoha was on the scene and actually orchestrating part of this, to another thing that came out in recent court records, in which it was a Honolulu police officer, Catherine Kealoha's high school boyfriend, in fact, who had sort of tipped her off to this idea that the drugs in this house may actually belong to her brother.
Yeah, I mean, this is, it's really astounding. It's just like, wow, one thing after another, and you're going, what? You really have to sit there and digest this, because you've managed to connect the dots over, like, so many years.
Right. I mean, I think what we have to remember is that this is an ongoing federal investigation, and it's an investigation that began several years ago in 2015, and so now it's 2019. And we haven't even had the first trial yet. And I think that we are expecting more charges to come down. Again, Keith Kaneshiro, Honolulu's prosecuting attorney, has been named as a target of this criminal investigation. So has Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell's top civil lawyer, Donna Leong. She's also received a target letter. And so that sort of indicates that federal investigators are going to keep digging.
Yeah, and you even have the problem of the conflict of interest with Miles Briner, the defense attorney. Just really incredible story, just like you said, layer upon layer. Lots of characters in this story.
Yeah, there are a lot of characters. I mean, like I said, from beginning to end, there are a lot of interesting angles and potential conflicts, some of which are more serious than others, including among the lawyers, from defense attorneys to prosecutors, and then including among the police officers themselves.
Yeah, it reads like a novel. Thanks so much, Nick. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Catherine.
That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's reality check. To read the full story, and boy, it's a humdinger, visit civilbeat.org.